KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SAPS has welcomed a decision by the High Court in Pretoria to postpone the matter involving illegal miners who are trapped underground in Stilfontein in the northwest. The Society for the Protection of Our Constitution approached the court on Saturday, asking it to order police not to block access to food and water for the miners. The court granted the order. The court matter has now been pushed back to Thursday to consider government's answering affidavit. SAP spokesperson Ahlenda Mate maintains the miners are refusing to resurface because they don't want to be arrested.
These illegal miners are not trapped. They are refusing to go out because they are avoiding arrest. So we have allowed a limited supply of makgeu, instant porridge and water to ensure that they gather strength and are able to go out. There is an alternative shaft that was opened that would allow all these illegal miners to resurface. They have requested us to supply them with food. In no way did they state that they were trapped. So it is against that basis that we're saying they are not trapped.
The Auditor General says the South African Air Force and Navy are not spending as much time in the air and at sea as they should be. The AG has been briefing Parliament's SCOPA on the Department of Defence's audit outcomes for the 2023-2024 financial year. It says over the reporting period, the Air Force flew their aircraft for over 700 hours. It's a 94% plunge compared to the amount of hours flown 11 years ago. Navy vessels spent about 2,600 hours at sea, a 76% drop than they were in the waters a decade ago. The AG offices in Mbali Tsotesi says this decline has a negative impact on the training and development of crew members.
What we are noting is that the targets that are set have not been met on an annual basis, and hence that decline. We have noted over the years that there are always issues that relates to supply chain management, non-compliance, and also issues around asset management.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a new doctrine lowering the threshold for using nuclear weapons. He says the revision means a conventional attack, any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint assault on his country. It follows U.S. approval for Ukraine to use American missiles against targets inside Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed the European Parliament on the 1,000th day of the war there.
Putin is focused on winning this war. He will not stop on his own. The more time he has, the worse the conditions become.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. The top story, the SAPS has welcomed a decision by the High Court in Pretoria to postpone the matter involving illegal miners who are stuck underground in Stilfontein in the northwest. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.